com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Into the new year as we are. Everyone's making their resolutions, and the question is, how many of you have broken those yet? That's the big percentage on that. But, you know, here's what I always say. When you're making new goals and you're setting new goals for yourself, make them attainable, number one. Don't go out and say, well, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a month. Because, you know, that's not realistic. Set small goals so you can reach them, and then, of course, it'll be encouraging to you. You celebrate it, and then you create new ones. Our health is pretty amazing, and even as you can lose it, gain a bunch of weight, maybe start having to take medications to manage some conditions like blood pressure or whatever, you can still get your health back. But you've got to make some changes. Radical changes equal those radical results, but it all starts with a small step that you can build into the larger ones later on. So my challenge to you is now is to make small steps. Maybe it's eating one healthy meal a day when you're eating none before. And maybe it's getting out and exercising 15 minutes when maybe you weren't exercising at all. Or maybe it's drinking more water instead of soda. Maybe it's doing something simple like forgiving others and really working on your attitude. Or maybe it's something more like getting to bed earlier and making sure you're getting your rest instead of staying up all night on the internet or playing video games or stressing out over things you can't even control anyway. You know, my challenge to you is start with different areas of your lifestyle and see what you can improve and set small goals. Then you can look back 3 to 6 months from now and be like, that's incredible. Look at me. I've lost 10 pounds and I'm sleeping better. I've got less stress and I'm eating better. You look back at the small goals that you've set day to day and you'll look back 3 months from now and see the major gains and the new lifestyle changes that you've made. It comes down to goal setting. Set small, attainable goals. That's the bottom line. And let this be a great year for you to go to the next level for your health and for your life. Not just for you, but for your loved ones and for all those around you that need you to be healthy. Because they do. And our life is not about us. It's about all those around us that need us to be healthy and so we can kind of do what we've been designed to do on this earth and make a difference in other people's lives. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And there's no one else created like you and designed like you. I know I'm not. And I know I'm not the same one as you. And I'm not made like you. So take your gifts and your talents and to be able to use them to the fullest and make a difference. Start by taking care of your health. That's my challenge to you. And do it so much that you understand that it's doing it for others as well as for yourself. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to getwellradio.com. We're going to go to Jamie right now. Hi, Jamie.
Hello?
How can I help? Welcome to the show.
Hi. All right. Starting at the end of April, I started with some nosebleeds.
Okay.
And the first one I had was, like I said, at the end of April. It lasted about 90 minutes. And then May, I didn't have any. June, I had two. July, none. August, I had two. September, two. And these are getting more pronounced. And I'm beginning to get large clots down the back of the throat. And you can't expel them mostly I can't expel them because they're either too far down or too far up or and then in October I've had 4. In November, none. Then just last month, 4 again.
And so you've been to your doctor, I guess?
Well, they generally tell me they think it's because the weather has been so dry.
Sure.
But I don't think with just dry weather, I don't think you would have, like, so much clotting.
Well, did they do any blood work? Did they do any testing on you at all?
I have an appointment coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's smart. Get some blood work done. Just have them take a look at what some of the numbers are. And that'll give them a little bit of a direction. But, is it drier where you are than it normally has been in the past? Or isn't it kind of always dry in the wintertime? Or,
Colorado is very dry. Well,
all the time.
I'm in is pretty dry.
Yeah. So, have nosebleeds, in that area in Colorado, it's not that big of a deal, meaning that it happens quite frequently because of the altitude and that sort of thing. So, that's why if it's happening that frequently, get some blood work done, let them check it out. Because it can be several things. I mean, it can be some core little deficiencies that are going on that can be corrected, that they can easily take care of. Have you tried a humidifier at all in your home?
No, I have not. And my blood pressure is good, has been good. So I thought it might have been a blood pressure problem. But
yeah, if they check that, look at a humidifier. And it sounds kind of remedial, but if it puts moisture in the air and it cuts down on the nosebleeds because it is excess dry air that you're dealing with, and your body's just not handling very well, it might be something to look into. But they'll tell you that. Mention that to your doctor when you go talk to them, because a lot of times, just for kids, I can just tell you, when little kids have, in the winter times, especially in certain areas where there's a lot of heat going on in the homes, and kids get their little nosebleeds, a lot of time moisture in the air can really take care of that. So when the doctor said that, I tend to agree with him unless there's some underlying issue that could be going on, and blood work will show that. But ask him about the humidifier. It does make a difference, especially where you are. Colorado is very, very dry. And, in the colder times of the year, it's going to be, even worse. So it's just a couple things to think about. But I would go with what the blood work says and see. You might be surprised. There may be a couple little things in there that even they didn't know or didn't think about that could be some of the root cause. But I'll tell you this, typically those things resolve very well. And there's some basic things that you can do. But, yeah, check with them. If you want to, after you go see them, you can call me back or email me at getwellradio.com. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. We've got Hank in Birmingham. He says, I just got word from my doctor yesterday that I have an elevated PSA, which is prostate-specific antigen. It's a blood test for the prostate. He says, should I be concerned? Well, it just depends on what elevated means. If for example, it gets over 4.0, that's a big concern. That's kind of the reference range, top end. So the doctors really get concerned at that point. If it doubles within a year, so if it was, say, 5.0 this year and it's 10.0 next year, that's a huge red flag, and that's when you need to be concerned. So you want to know what the numbers are from year to year. That way you'll kind of have a heads up of what's going on. But, again, it could just be an enlarged prostate, could be more hormonal issues with dihydrotestosterone. But they'll be able to break that down, and a lot of natural things you can do for that as well.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'll be right back.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to go to Mark now to kick it off. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Yeah, I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I've over the last year, I have gained about 20 pounds.
Okay.
And I eat, I believe, pretty healthy. I have a fairly well-balanced diet, a little bit of grains, lots of vegetables. About half of my vegetables are raw. Usually don't eat protein after about 7 o'clock at night. Lots of water. I drink about a gallon of water a day. Weigh about, right now I'm right around 225. But over the last couple of months, I've noticed that my bowel movements have not been normal. They've been smaller and just not as easy coming out.
Okay.
Not painful, but just
sure.
not normal. And okay. I'm wondering, I do have your book. I just got it about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, great.
But I'm just wondering what's going on. I know that there's got to be something that I've changed or something like that, but I can't figure out what it was.
Yeah, I mean, if the bowel movements aren't going that great, have you changed your protein intake as much as you're taking in? Have you cut down on fiber? Why don't you tell me breakfast, lunch, dinner, kind of what you're doing a little bit?
I probably have cut down on fiber a little bit. I don't eat quite as much salad as I used to. I still have a salad every other day or so, whereas I used to have salad at least every other day, usually 5 or 6 times a week.
And what are you doing for breakfast?
I take 2 raw eggs with a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, and a little bit of hot sauce.
Okay. That's it?
Usually. Once in a while, I'll have a bowl of cereal, an organic granola. Every once in a while, I'll do a little bit of oats.
Well, here's the thing, too. You got to remember this. If you're only eating 3 small meals a day, you're not going to have that great of bowel movements anyway if you're not putting a lot of food in your body. So if you do 3 decent size, I'm a bigger fan of eating 3 meals a day with 2 or 3 snacks as well. Because the frequent feeding is better for your metabolism. You're getting better nutrients in as well and more of a steady increase of nutrients with, you know, proteins and fats and carbs. And your bowel movements will increase as well because, you know, again, 40 grams of fiber is optimal a day. And if you start getting in 15, 20 grams of fiber, you'll still have bowel movements and all that, but you're not going to be cleaning out the system as well as you need to. So even more than a salad, I mean, salad gives you a little bit of fiber, but nothing like, for example, eating 3 or 4 pieces of fruit and, you know, having, you know, servings of broccoli and plenty of beans or peas. I mean, it doesn't touch that kind of fiber. So if you're doing mostly proteins and not a whole lot of fiber, then yeah, that can happen quite easily. So if you change things up a little bit, it's probably what's going on. You know, if you've shifted that. So I mean, do you think are you trying to cut your calories down? What are your goals?
One of the things is I have a atrial fibrillation, and
yeah, I got that.
I'm going in for another ablation procedure in a couple of weeks, and so my activity level has dropped over the last 4 months or so, but I didn't know if that would have anything to do with it. I really haven't dropped my calorie intake. Or how much food I eat as compared to 8 months ago. But over the last 4 or 5 months, my activity level has dropped.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, activity makes a difference. And your hydration, but you're already saying you're drinking plenty of water.
Right.
But, yeah, your fiber intake would be important.
20 to 25, and I drink at least a gallon. at least 110 ounces of water every day.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So you're getting that done. You know, how are your stress levels? Have they gone up?
Actually, yes. My dad had a stroke earlier in the year, and I helped take care of him.
Hmm.
Almost 24/7.
Yeah. See, when you get a lot of issues like that, and you know, I don't say issues, but I mean, you know, things happen at that level, it can change. I mean, mental stress plays a big role on our digestive tract in general. And there's a real strong mind-gut connection. And even though you handle things well, it could be an issue. Now, just from a nutritional perspective, you could definitely have issues with not having good, healthy bacteria. You might need probiotics to kind of balance out your gut health. So that could be a possibility. And you might want to look into that. But yeah, if you want to shoot for 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between typically. And as you do that on a regular basis and stay consistent, you know, you'll maintain your weight for sure. But at the same time, you'll increase your food intake, which will increase, you know, with fiber and whatnot, will also increase the body's ability to eliminate. And, you know, again, that's important. But movement is good too. Exercise is important too. And it's finding that balance in your kind of new responsibilities and the ability to maintain and keep everything healthy. So I would look at that. Now, another thing that can help bowel movement is just off the cuff. It's a short-term thing. You don't want to have to do this all the time because you want just your daily routine to have the body moving the way it needs to. But beets are really good. Red beets, just take a red beet, raw, you know, just straight out of the ground. You get it at the grocery store. Don't get the canned ones because of all the preservatives. But get a red beet and you broil it and steam it, however you want to do that. And then cut it up, put it over a salad, have it at dinner time. The red dye in the beet itself stimulates the motility in the digestive tract. Make a huge difference in your overall gut health, okay? Keep me posted.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. Now, the show's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. It's about you going to the next level with your health in your life. But what kind of decisions are you making right now? So if you're dealing with heart disease, anxiety, arthritis, whatever it might be, realize this, that even though the body can get sick, it can also get well. So the choices you make today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. So what kind of choices are you making? We want to help you on this show go to the next level with your health and with your life. We're going to go to Linda right now. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How can I help you?
I have a problem with warts. I don't know that they're necessarily warts, but they're just these skin things that are all over me. There's none on my face, and there's none on my hands. And you can scratch them and they scale off. But then I have other things in there. They're just all these little nasty things. They're under my knees especially, and under my breasts.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Have you been to your doctor to ask them about this at all?
It came from Walmart. I guess I shouldn't say that. But anyway, I used that, and they started disappearing, but I could never find that wash again. And these are, I mean, we're talking extreme.
Right. What I'm saying is, have you been to your doctor to ask them about it, or are you just doing this on your own?
Did I do this on my own? No. I went to a dermatologist, and he said, there was nothing that it could help it, I would probably just be getting a whole lot more.
So so your dermatologist said that, and they said there's nothing they can really give you, that it's just going to get worse?
Yep, that's what they said to me.
I'd go to a different dermatologist. I mean, for sure. That's what I would do. Just because, I mean, if they're warts, if they really are, say, coming from the, usually there's different theories right now about warts. They think that they come from the human papillomavirus. But, you know, so they're viral in nature for the most part. And if that's the case, I would definitely talk to someone else, because there's different. The wash you probably used had salicylic acid in it, which is, you know, great for warts of any kind and pretty much, you know, does the job. But, you know, I don't know that I would leave it like that. I'd probably go talk to someone else. Get a different dermatologist and just talk with them and see what they have to say. Seriously, because the different versions of kind of the over-the-counter, different anti, you know, wart medications or whatever, they do work. They all work very, very well. But if you're getting them all over, you know, I would get a different opinion on that and have someone give you some different options. Now, internally, you want to cut down on viral activity. There's a lot of things nutritionally you can do. One thing you don't want to do is eat a lot of almonds or chocolate that contain high amounts of L-arginine. You want to be a little careful with any food that has L-arginine in it. That's an amino acid. But it can flare up viral infections in the body. Something to think about there, too. But, yeah, I'd go find a different dermatologist, get a different opinion. Because the last thing you want to do is just kind of leave it and not do anything. Rarely with warts and that sort of thing can you do nothing. There's a lot that can be done. That's why I would find someone else. That's why you use the wash and it worked, is what you're telling me, right? I mean, you used it for a period of time. You just can't find it now. So that's what I would do. I would go back and get a different opinion, all right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. Or you can go online, check us out on the web. Now, they're saying now that thousands of U.S. babies are born with cleft palate each year and can be due to a couple of things. The cleft palate, of course, usually used to come from non-developed countries very well, but now about 7,000 American children are born with an oral cleft defect, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It means that their lip hasn't formed completely and isn't properly closed in case of a cleft lip. Well, the good news is the condition is treatable. The outcomes from children are excellent, said Dr. Joseph Shin, who's chief of the Division of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. Children do fine with it and do quite well. So they're not sure about the originations of it. It's not clear what causes it. But according to the March of Dimes, they're saying now that certain medications taken while pregnant could be the cause, and also drinking alcohol during pregnancy and smoking can be some of the risk factors. About 1 in 5 babies are born with a cleft palate. And, of course, smoking, they're saying, is probably the largest out of these. But good news is surgery can be quite helpful in these situations. And if you've ever had a child that's dealt with that, it can be, you know, of course, sad, and you see that often. But the surgeons are getting better year after year with this sort of thing. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Quote for the day, Norman Vincent Peale. He says, believe in yourself, have faith in your abilities, and without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy. Prenatal antidepressants also don't raise the fetal infant death risk study. We're going to talk about that coming up out of the break. Right now, your IM went down. Right now, we're going to go to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn.
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air, darling. How can I help?
Oh,
what's your question?
Hi. I have like 2 questions, but the main one, I pretty much know what to do with. I have type 2 diabetes, but I pretty much know, kind of. I just got to start back eating right like I used to. But the main thing is, I don't know, my doctor, she doesn't know what causes this thing to happen. It happens like maybe once a year or twice a year. I could just, you know, get through eating something, the last little incident, I had ate some stir-fried from Fridays. You know, they sell that in a grocery store. And I had, like, a glass of water. About maybe 2-3 minutes later, my stomach started to bubble. And I know what it feels like, the Hulk, you know, whatever it be. I can't stop it. You have to just come and go through. But anyway, it makes my stomach bubbles. I get hot real fast. I have to tear off all my clothes. And then I have to fight my way to the bathroom because I can't see. My vision leaves. My hearing just seems like I just be in a whole different world for maybe a couple of minutes. Then once I sit on the commode and have a bowel movement, but during that time, I have to turn on the cold water and just pour it on me.
I would go to your GI doctor. You probably have to go to your family physician, talk to them about it, and then get their opinions and thoughts on it. They probably need to run some tests and just see exactly what's going on. It sounds like it could be a couple of things. You know, one thing you want to do, any type of GI issue like that, especially, is you've got to look at what you're putting inside your body on a regular basis. Your diet's going to play a big role. And you also want to make sure that you've got good, healthy bacterial flora. And the way you do that, I mean, after you kind of see your doctor and everything shakes out there and they test what they need to test, you want to look at your own kind of lifestyle habits and see if there's, you know, anything that you can improve there. A good dietitian will be able to help you come up with that as well. Good, clean, anti-inflammatory diet is a great way to go. Because if you're eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, you can develop things like food sensitivities, which can cause a lot of issues in that way. So, I mean, again, it's coming up with a good strategy. But that right there, definitely need to see your family doctor or internist and go from there. All right, 888-283-7272. Line is open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. Talk about your health, and we can talk about your life. I'm talking about our food for the day, brought to you by Earth Fair, and it's lemon juice. Lemon juice, of course, lemons overall are just one of my favorites. I drink them as far as lemon water every single day. Probably go through about at least 3 or 4 lemons a day. But let me tell you about some of the health benefits of them, because people always wonder how healthy they are. They've got a host of great things that they do. Number one, they're great blood purifiers. Lemons are strong in that regard. They're great at also blood sugar balancing in the body. So as far as blood sugar levels go, the acidity of the lemon juice lowers the impact of any meal on your overall blood sugar. So if you're dealing with diabetes and hypoglycemia or any type of blood sugar related issue, they can be great in helping stabilize those. Also, detoxification. Raw lemon juice cleanses the kidneys and the overall digestive system. It's great at removing toxins and is a great overall detox plan on a daily basis. Weight loss is good, too. The pectin in the lemon peel is a great source of fiber. Helps to drop those extra pounds. Great for osteoporosis, too. Lemon juice is rich in vitamin C, which helps the body absorb calcium. Just 2 tablespoons of raw lemon juice diluted with a glass of warm water is good for pregnant women. Helps build the bones of the unborn child. So in case of insomnia, raw lemon juice can help improve sleep. It's good for brain and nerves, okay, nervous system. Potassium found in the lemon juice can help with the brain and nerve cells, improves concentration, memory, and calms the mind. Improves the immune system, helps strengthen that, helps reduce infection, coughs, and cold with a little bit of honey. One of the oldest and most effective grandma remedies we have, asthma. 1/2 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice with lukewarm water helps with asthmatic type conditions. Corns, believe it or not, great for corns, rubbing it over on a regular basis. So nausea and vomiting, travel sickness, acne spots and pimples, hair and low vitality. People with low energy levels can benefit as well. There's your food for the day. Grab a lemon.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESSGAS. 1-800-LESSGAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thank you.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, obesity being a big deal, of course, worldwide, but especially in America, they're saying the childhood obesity rates are declining now in some U.S. cities. Pretty exciting. Saying the reversal of a decades-long trend, childhood obesity rates are declining in several American cities, according to a new study. For example, New York City had a 5.5% decline in the number of obese school children from 2007 to 2011. And the rates fell 5% in Philadelphia and also 3% in Los Angeles. New York Times reported this. They said that there were also decreases in childhood obesity in smaller cities like Anchorage, Alaska, and Kearney, Nebraska. And there were a drop among white students in Mississippi, according to the report from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It's not clear what is behind the fall in childhood obesity rates in some cities. The researchers suggested it may be an early sign of a national shift that's apparent only in cities that routinely measure the height and weight of school children. But it's also been nothing bad news for 30 years. So anything good and anything of a drop is good news, they said, basically. So it's exciting. I mean, obesity rates have been a challenge for a long time. And, I mean, one thing we've got to look at as a whole is, are we educating our kids? Are we educating the parents to be able to support the kids with a healthy lifestyle? And like First Lady Michelle Obama has been doing in the schools, which is great, and putting programs together to encourage healthy weight within our kids. I think it's great. All of that has to happen. Our kids obviously are our next generation. But the sad thing that really bothers me about kids is that they really don't know better. I mean, when you're 10, you don't know the difference really between eating pizza and eating baked chicken and broccoli. Like, you just know that pizza tastes better. That's it. You don't really know that there's protein grams and fat grams and processed food. You don't think at 10, you don't care. You just want the pizza. And if the parents are pretty much disengaged from the kids and they just give them whatever they want and just let them have the run of the mill in the refrigerator and do whatever, then that's kind of what you get. And it really becomes a challenge to me personally. I think that, you know, your kids are depending on you to take care of them, to provide for them, and not just emotionally and put a roof over their head, put food on the table, but it's the quality of that too, and for you to direct their lives and lead them in the right direction. And all parents, hopefully, want to take the best care of your kids that you can. So, number one, leading by example yourself by learning how to live a healthy lifestyle, and then, of course, teaching your kids that and leaving a legacy for them. All of that is critical. But it starts at home. It really does. And I think that with obesity rates declining, hopefully there's becoming some education there. But it also has to come from the parents taking the time to understand what it even means to live a healthy lifestyle. And just the basics. I mean, if you just start changing eating habits, you can make a huge difference. Think about changing your family tree. You want to change it financially, look at changing it from a health perspective, the quality of life that you can give your kids based on the choices, because our lifestyle choices are everything. You know, losing weight is great. Getting in shape, great. And that's all fine and dandy. But being healthy on the inside and creating that kind of health is vital. And that comes down to the choices we make. So are we teaching our kids how to do that? And when it comes down to the obesity rates, really important. And as it's growing in the adult population, hopefully we can put a dent in the kids and their population and get that coming down. Because now diabetes is rampant in our children, and it has to stop. Me, I'm on a personal mission for that. I want to see our children, our kids, teenagers, to not be struggling with that. I mean, again, when I was in grade school, there was like one or two fat kids. Now they're everywhere. And it's sad because it will hurt their health. You're seeing young people under the age of 12 with high blood pressure. I mean, it's insane. It's getting out of control. So parents, I just want to encourage you and challenge you to step up. So if you're 30 pounds, 40 pounds overweight, and you're saying you're too busy, then you're setting that example for your kids. And you've got to get into a place where you make health a lifestyle choice for yourself so you can lead your kids in that way as well. And that is about leaving a legacy when it comes to health. So, so important. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go to Stan now. Hi, Stan.
I'm 66, and I'm having some trouble with leg pain, aches, and whatnot. Even just standing for a while, I brought my weight down from 196 to 165, and I don't know whether it would be good to get the blood chemical test, get a mini tramp going, or if there's some supplements that would be really helpful.
Well, with leg pain like that, I mean, a couple things need to happen. You want to determine if it's coming from circulation or if it's coming from more of a neurological standpoint. That's why getting that evaluated would be good with your doctor. Blood testing is great. It's going to show you if there are any potential disease processes going on or if you've got any nutritional deficiencies, and that's a key too. But, yeah, finding out if it's nerve-related or circulatory is going to be important. And your doctor will be able to do that. If they say it's not your circulation, then you might want to go to someone like a chiropractic physician, osteopathic physician. Let them check out the nervous system from a non-surgical perspective and see if that's a key. Because, again, all the nerves in the lower back go down through the legs into the feet, and they control everything. So understanding how that works would be a great key. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Is the phone number. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.